Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had three posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we highlighted a position statement on physical activity during pregnancy from the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada and the Canadian Society for Exercise Physiology. In the second post, we introduced the National Athletic Trainers Association's position statement on management of individuals with patellofemoral pain. And finally, in the third post, we described a study where the authors found that most parents of youth athletes are lacking access to evidence-based educational materials about chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is often abbreviated as CTE. If we take a closer look at that last post, we find that the authors explored parental knowledge about CTE during the summer of 2017. The researchers used a large survey regarding consumer, marketing, lifestyle, and health issues. Within the survey, parents were asked 12 questions about knowledge, opinion, information needs, and preferences regarding who should provide information about CTE. The authors focused on responses from 674 parents who had at least one child, aged 5 to 18 years of age, who participated in youth or school sports. Overall, the parents were mostly 30 to 59 years of age, possessing at least some college experience, married or cohabitating, relatively affluent, and from metropolitan areas. Approximately half of the parents had at least one child who played contact sports. About 70% of parents felt children should start playing contact sports before the age of 10, but only 37% of parents who had a child only in non-contact sports agreed with this idea. Almost 40% of parents reported being somewhat familiar with CTE, and this percentage was higher in parents of contact sport athletes compared with non-contact athletes. While almost a third of parents expressed concern that their child may develop CTE from sport participation, only 18% reported receiving educational materials regarding CTE. The parents also said that the preferred sources of CTE education would be from doctors or nurses, the child's coach or sports program, their child's school, a health department or government agency, and lastly, media or spokesperson professional athletes. Importantly, 12% of parents believed that they could never protect their child from CTE. 13% thought that sport were the only cause of CTE. 11% believed that signs and symptoms of CTE show up right after a head injury. And 11% believed that doctors and nurses can cure CTE. This study highlights the lack of access to educational content for CTE. Additionally, parents had inconsistent views of CTE and the ability to modify the onset of disease. Fortunately, only a minority of respondents had misconceptions, such as the idea that sports are the only cause of CTE. It would be interesting to better understand CTE knowledge among all parents with school-aged children, because parents with similar misconceptions may not allow their children to participate in sports, which would rob them of an opportunity to have a good source of physical activity. Another vital component which the researchers omitted was how parental knowledge of CTE aligned with the current research evidence. There are competing views in published peer-reviewed literature regarding the cause, prevalence, and consequence of CTE, as well as whether it can be detected and treated in living individuals. As such, healthcare providers are caught in the middle of popular media depictions of CTE and parental or athlete concerns with no definitive evidence-based education to relay to these concerned individuals. The CDC created an educational handout about CTE. However, this document contains statements which may not be widely accepted as factual among some researchers and clinicians. It is important not only for healthcare providers to maintain a working knowledge of the evidence surrounding CTE. Also, for evidence-based resources to be made available to the public to help reduce the impact of prominent popular media on the perception of CTE. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a mention of a special collection of articles on sports cardiology. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our posts, the courses, and the collection of articles on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.